Okay, so Bez Hashem, yeah, you can hear. Okay, great. So Bez Hashem, today we're going to be doing Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph in Mishnah Berurah. So we're finishing up Bez Hashem Simin Reish Nun, which we just started yesterday. So Simin Reish Nun is about preparing food for Shabbos. So we were just discussing how a person has to wake up early on Friday morning in order to prepare Tzarchei Shabbos. And the last thing we said in the Shulchan Aruch is that Afilu Yeshlo Kama Avadim L'Shamsho. Even if you have a lot of people, you have a lot of Avadim that could be Mishamish you, Yishtadalach. A person should work on doing things on his own in order to prepare for Shabbos. And now the Shulchan Aruch uncharacteristically goes into a whole Agadita. It gives us four examples of Gedolei Amoraim who actually did this. Rav Chista used to dice up vegetables very small in order to make presumably an Israeli salad for Shabbos. Rav Yosef Rabbi and Rav Yosef would chop wood that I guess they could put in the fire to heat their homes over the course of Shabbos. I assume lighting the fire before Shabbos. Rabbi Zera hayu madlik ha'esh. Rabbi Zera would light the fire himself. Rav Nachman hayu misakin habayis umachnas kelim atzrichel m'shabbos umafana klei achol. Rav Nachman would prepare all the would clean up the house, would bring in whatever kelim they needed for Shabbos, and would get rid of the weekday kelim that were not needed for Shabbos, meaning they had different dishes for Shabbos and for a weekday, and he would prepare the proper kelim for Shabbos. And these aren't just stam examples. Umehem yilmod kol adam. This isn't only for gedolim; it's even for gedolim. So we should all learn from this. Velo yomar lo efkom kvodi. A person should never say, I don't want to take the pagam to my kavod. Kizehu kvodo shemechabed haShabbos. This is the very kavod of a person to be able to honor Shabbos. The Bir Halacha points out kizehu kvodo. If you look in Bir Halacha, yishev b'zeh mashikshu b'shut chavas yar echi kilu b'chvodam hagadol kavod b'yar shadochal lo seisha b'torah. Chavas yar says, wait a second, how were they allowed to do such undignified things? Don't we say that kavod b'yar says dochal lo seisha b'torah? So how are they allowed to do these undignified things? These were very holy people. And therefore, what the Bir Halacha says, that the Mechaber is answering that question. L'chein komar, dizehu kvodam. This is not a lack of kavod abrios. This is the ultimate kavod. Sha'osik ba'atzmo b'mitzvah. To personally get involved in a mitzvah. V'nikar sha'osakein l'kvod Hashem yisparach. And it becomes very obvious that you're doing this for the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he goes on to say, ma'she'ein kein, imei nikar. Look, if it's not obvious that the reason you're doing this is for the covet of Hashem, like in the case of Hashavas Aveda, that no one knows that this embarrassing Aveda you're carrying around is for the sake of a mitzvah Hashem, so people may not realize that. That's when we say covet abrios is taking a hit. But it's not a violation of covet abrios when everybody knows that you're doing this for the sake of covet Shabbos, and that's in fact the greatest covet that a person could have. The Rama then adds, v'yesh lahashchis hasakin b'arav Shabbos kizel mikvod Shabbos shemech that a person should sharpen the knife before Shabbos, because that's also a covet Shabbos, to be able to have sharp knives that will be able to eat more easily. So we left off, if you recall, yesterday in the Mishnah Berurah, right in the middle of a Sif Katan, first time we ever did that. We're on line number 5 in Sif Katan Gimel. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Kasvu Asvarim, that the Svarim write, Yaharim B'tshuva V'yifashrit B'maisav B'chol Erev Shabbos. I think we left off there the first part said that mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho, so we should be involved to prepare our, you know, to do the preparation ourselves for Tzarchei Shabbos. Just in case, let's start again from the beginning of Sif Katan Gimel. Now I'm thinking maybe I didn't read it yesterday. So lahachin bi'atzmo Sif Katan Gimel de mitzvahs kibbutz Shabbos mutal al kol adam. Everybody has the mitzvah of kibbutz Shabbos. Tzchiv across the Shabbos on the kvod Hashem mechubad u'mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho. And whenever you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah yourself, it is a greater kiyum to do it yourself rather than to send a shliach to do it. V'adin b'kola mitzvos mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho. And it's true of all mitzvos that we say mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho. True vayin bir alacha, and he tells you look in bir alacha. Now the chiddush over here is that this isn't just a regular mitzvah. What this seems to be is a hechsher mitzvah. That it's not a real mitzvah midaraisa. It's a hechsher mitzvah, but it's a hechsher mitzvah that the Torah itself talks about. And that's what the Netziv writes in his commentary to the Shiltos, that the concept of mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho applies to what's called a hechsher mitzvah k'suva b'kra. When you have a hechsher mitzvah that the psukim themselves talk about, then we still apply the principle of mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho, that a person should do it himself rather than send a shliach. Included in this category would be building a sukkah, tying your own tzitzis. These are hechsher mitzvahs, but they're identified in the Torah. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter now, Kosva Svarim, Yahar B'tshuva V'yifashash B'maisa B'chol Erev Shabbos. Another way to prepare for Shabbos is by doing tshuva on Erev Shabbos. Ki Shabbos Mikri Kalamalkasa. We want to make sure that we're spiritually prepared for Shabbos. Kilo Mekabel Pnei HaMelech Yisparach Shemo, that we're going to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ina Lekablu K'shu Lavish B'vluya Aschavos Shel Chelas HaAvonos. We don't want to be filthy with our Averos when we go greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yesh Lefanos Kurei Achabish Shekorin Shpinvabs Me'abayis Be'erev Shabbos. I have to confess, I have no idea what that is. It's something, some type of thing that you need to remove from the house in order to properly prepare the house for Shabbos. I don't know if we still have Shpinvabs. I don't know what Shpinvabs are. V'kol Shekin Shetzarech Lechabit Abayis Me'avak V'afar Mibod Yom. And certainly you need to clean up any dirt that's in the house. You need to mop the floors on Erev Shabbos to prepare the house for Shabbos. In the Dir Shuri quotes from Nissim Karelitz, who makes the obvious point that if you're not home for Shabbos, then you don't need to clean your house for Shabbos. It's only the place that you are occupying over Shabbos. Oh, Andrew Sicklick says spider web. That makes sense. That would be okay. I'll take it. So you got to clean off all the spider webs also, and all the dirt from your house. Obviously, only if you're home. Mizoa kol bechlal kvot Shabbos, and this is all included in kvot Shabbos. V'yidame b'dayto kilu yavo elav l'sachsein melech basar v'dam. A person should imagine in his mind that he's going to be encountering and spending Shabbos with a melech. Kama mechabit abayus matzia mitos. You're going to be hosting the melech. Think about how you'd prepare the bedroom, how you'd prepare the dining room, how you'd make everything beautiful. The kolshkein Shabbos malkasa. So all the more so, you're greeting the Shabbos malkasa, and therefore a person should make everything beautiful. Beautiful, both physically and spiritually. Umehem yilmot kaladam, says the Mishnah Berurah, that we learn from these gedolei amoraim. Hainu afilu achashav biyoser, even the most chashav a person. Ubeprat biyam maktzarim, even especially when it's a short Friday and your wife can't handle everything on her own. It's just too much that she needs a hand. So especially that, but this is even without that. Even if you have avadim, you have people who can do everything for you. A person is supposed to be involved directly in the preparation of Shabbos. We see it from the Gedolei Amoraim. I believe Binyamin Palm told me that his grandfather used to make a kugel, I think, every Erev Shabbos, that to do something l'kvot Shabbos. If a person sees that it's close to Shabbos, and you see not everything is taken care of, so then you put all your effort in to make sure that everything is ready. I wonder who he's talking about when the Chavetz Chaim calls someone Anshei Maisa Gedolei Torah. So he says, I've seen Anshei Maisa Gedolei Torah Shei Mechabdin Abayis Pa'atzman B'yam Maktzarim Kedei Shei Yischal Shabbos, that they would prepare the house on their own and clean up in order that there shouldn't Chas V'Shalom be any Chal Shabbos by the preparations running too late. V'zeu Chiyuv Gomer Al Kol Adam, it's an absolute obligation for everyone. D'mayishna De'en Lo Misha Yachin O Shashliach En Lo Panai. What difference does it make if a person doesn't have someone else to do it, or if you have someone else to do, but that person doesn't have any time to do it? Either way, you absolutely need to make certain that it gets done. Sivkatanei ki zehu. We said this is the mikvoda Shabbos to prepare the knife. Ubisifrei mas mechla akra viadata ki shalom alecha zoash chazas hasakin. The Sifrei has a funny limud that we learn from the pasuk viadata ki shalom alecha that you need to sharpen your knives. Kiyum keha hasakin yuchalava lepamim lidei katata chas v'shalom. Where is that word keha from? Avhata hakeh shinav. If the knife is blunted, if the knife is not sharp, so then it's going to bring about a sense of quarreling, of arguing, chas v'shalom, and that would be terrible. terrible, we need to ensure shalom bayis in our homes on Shabbos. Now Sif Beis, Yarbe Bebasar V'yayinu Midganos Kefi Yichalto, that a person should do whatever he can to have meat, to have wine, to have delicious foods to the best of his ability. The Mishnah Berurah says, I do not need to elaborate on this over here, because Ayin La'el, Simon Reish Mem Beis, Sham Mevorah Kol HaPratim B'Zeh. We already described in Simon Reish Mem Beis how even though the Gemara says that you should be Ma'anik Shabbos with Shumin and Tavshil Shaltradin, with beets and things like that, it was just giving the most chashuva foods of those times. But nowadays, we're Mechabit Shabbos with the most chashuva foods of our times. So to summarize what we learned today, well, first we said that there are four examples of Amoraim who personally prepared for Shabbos, and it's not a pagam in their kavod. Adrabba, that is their kavod. And the Ramah says part of that is sharpening a knife. Second, the Mishnah Berurah says that part of preparation is also preparing spiritually for Shabbos by doing tshuva and by cleaning up the house as well, but cleaning up spiritually. And third, in Sif Beis, we said that one should have meat and wine and other delicious foods ready for Shabbos. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we're going to pick up with the beginning of Simin Reish Nun Aleph. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you for accommodating the change of time.